Happy New Year, Kyle.
Happy New Year, boss.
Today is January the 9th.
Wow, we made it.
Wednesday. We made it. It's been 4 weeks since we had a podcast.
4 weeks.
4 weeks.
Wow.
We'll get right into it. Let's go ahead and play the intro here. This is going to be a different episode.
A little different.
Yeah. Here we go. Hello.
We made it. Happy New Year, everyone.
We made it. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everybody. This is episode number 27.
27.
Yep. What is this called?
This is Happy New Year, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is it. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah, that's about it.
So, God.
I know. It's been forever.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Long time.
Yeah.
So, what is the deal? Why, you guys are wondering, why didn't these guys do anything for 4 weeks? You want to explain?
Let's see. Where do we begin? I was gone for 10 days on Christmas vacation / New Year vacation. And then getting back in the swing of things. Before you knew it, a month was gone somehow. And then you brought it up yesterday how we have a podcast to do. So we started working on notes and getting ready for this week and trying to get back in the swing of things. Maybe we can start doing this weekly again.
Yeah. Not to mention the podcast room here was overcrowded with visitors and so forth. So we had a full house. My mother-in-law, my kid. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just packed. The house was packed.
Yeah.
So we still managed to get orders out and do the normal routine. Thank you, Kyle, for bailing.
Anytime.
Yeah. But no, it would have been impossible to do podcast, not to do it the way we would have liked to do it, and rushing things and doing it remotely wouldn't have really given you guys really good content.
Yeah.
Regardless, you don't get good content anyway.
But been even
imagine,
worse.
Yeah, it would have been even worse.
Oh boy.
So tell us what you did, Kyle. What's the story? 10 days. 10 days.
10 days, yeah. My Christmas vacation started out with me going to New York. I flew up to my hometown of Rochester, New York to go see Mom and Dad. Got there on Saturday the 22nd and spent a few days in the cold. It never snowed. It never really snowed, but it was just freezing. I don't think it got above 35 degrees the whole time.
It couldn't have been that bad.
Oh,
no
it
way.
Was so bad.
No way.
It's so bad. I lived there for 21 years, and I've been in Florida for just over 2 now, and I absolutely cannot handle anything below 60 degrees now. It's absolutely freezing. But
no, come on, 60 degrees. We've had it colder here.
I know, and it's terrible. I don't know why.
No way.
It's ridiculous. But it was good to see Mom and Dad. Got to hang out with them and do all that. And then Christmas Day came along, and my mom said, "You have one more gift, but you can't have it until 1 p.m. And for the entire day, she was acting like a complete weirdo. So I knew something was up. I didn't know what it was, and she wouldn't tell me. But around 1:30 came along, and the front door opened, and my girlfriend Olivia walked in out of nowhere.
Nice.
Yeah, the two of them worked together, and Olivia showed up from Connecticut and kind of surprised me. So
very cool.
Out of nowhere, yeah. I didn't see that coming. It was pretty sweet. So she and I hung out in Rochester and went to a family party and hung out with Mom and went and saw Dad. And then I believe on Thursday, she and I drove back to Connecticut to go see her parents, as you know, Uncle Ron, and then her mom, Kathy. So we hung out for a few days in there, and I even got to go flying.
Yeah, I heard that you got dragged into some kind of fun fly in the cold, huh?
Yeah, we went to Ron's Field, and I was expecting about 50 degrees and calm, but it was about 35 degrees and windy. So I had, I think, 3 sweatshirts on, a winter jacket, and I was still cold, but it was cool. Went and flew with Derek Chekas and Charlie Crespo, Mike Reed, Drew Robinson, and of course Ron, but it was fun. It was good little change of pace. Reminded me how much power Nitro has when it's freezing outside. The Nitro made great power, but yeah, it was fun.
Nice.
So
nice.
Hung out there for the new year, and then I came back to Florida and got back in the swing of things.
Cool.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, just kind of hung out. It was nice to kind of disconnect and relax. And
I heard that you got, how would you say it? You got dragged into, or you got talked into, or you got pushed into being the new Torches Club vice president.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Our fearless president of Torches, our fearless leader, Bobby Watts, is moving away from Florida. So our VP, Michael Gator, took over as president. And he asked me to be the vice president. And when Gator asks you to do something, it's pretty hard to say no. So I stepped up, and now I'm the vice president of Torches. And Gator and I are going to start running the show, see what we can do, see if we can keep the club going and, you know, keep
it
running.
Are you looking forward to it?
Looking forward to the challenge, because I've never, ever held a position of any sort on the board of any flying club. So I'm curious to see what that will entail.
No, it'll be easy.
Yeah, just
you'll breeze right through it.
Yeah, just stupid stuff. We're gonna start planning the Spring Bash Fun Fly soon. Gator and I was just on the phone with him coming back from lunch, so we're gonna start planning that. Start posting about that soon. Get the ball rolling, and then just kind of let it go from there. See what happens. But should be fun. Looking forward
nice.
To it.
Nice.
You?
So,
what about you?
Oh boy. Well, I was planning on a little vacation, but it's either me or you, so we stayed.
Oh, God, come on.
Yeah. So we stayed, but you know, it was good because it was laid back. It was kind of like a laid back type of work. It wasn't the usual, you know, get up every morning, you know, at a certain time and go to the shop every day and do this and do that. It was mostly like just taking care of business. That's it. Just
right.
doing the least amount of work that needed to get done. And
right.
and it was kind of slow. I mean, after. You know, we're pretty busy up until Christmas, but once Christmas hit, things slow down, which is expected.
Yeah.
And so the week of Christmas to New Year's was pretty slow. So I worked on a lot of projects around the house and things like that. I have not done a lot of helicopter stuff, but I did some RC.
Yeah.
I got me two foamies. Can you believe that?
Two.
I got two foamies.
I left and you had nothing. I came home and the shed is full.
I got the Horizon Viper and Dr. Fan, and I got the F-16.
Really?
Very nice. Very cool planes. It's cool, man, because it's just laid back. It's just, it's easy. It's relaxing. If they crash, you're crashing, you know, you throw it away, and then you buy a new one. I mean, you know, $200 and some for a turnkey ready-to-fly plane, and they fly well. I'm very impressed.
Yeah.
Very impressed. So flew foamies actually off and on throughout the week, and then did some projects around the house, and went to the flying field and flew helicopters actually on Saturday between Christmas and New Year's. James Van Hook drove from Savannah and stayed here with us for 3 days that last weekend of the holidays, and we went and flew a Torches. We met up with Gator. We had a good time. I flew my Havoc 3-blade.
Wow, 3-blade.
Yeah. Got a couple of flights on that. Got more foamy flights, and we just hang out. It was a good old time. The club was unfortunately kind of dead, but you know it is what it is anymore these days.
That's okay.
But it was a good time. And then New Year's, we just had a bunch of friends come over, and it was a good old time as usual.
Yeah.
And had a big bonfire, and just a good old time. Good old time.
Nice.
Getting back into the swing of things has been a little bit. I don't know. I'm kind of dreading it a little bit just because, you know, you kind of get used to being a little lazy. So it takes a little bit of time to get back into the normal swing of things, the normal schedule and everything else. And,
right.
but yeah, but no, it was a good holiday. You know, I had my mother-in-law here. I love her. She's like a mom to me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we had a good time. We went Christmas shopping together and did a lot of family stuff, which is cool.
That's good.
I don't get to do a whole lot of that very often in this line of work.
Right.
So, but yeah, good times, good times.
What about the foamies? Did you crash one yet?
Yeah, the the first two, literally the first two flights on the F-16, I crashed them both. So I flew it too long, battery dumped over the trees, and needless to say, it went right into a tree.
Perfect.
But nothing that some CA cannot fix.
There you go.
So, and then the next day at Torches, when I went out there to fly it, I was trying to land, and I missed this tree too.
It was
freaking
tree.
Dead. It's just like a dead tree, one of those dead trees with a few branches, and like it certainly found that one branch.
Oh, yeah.
But it's still flying. It's flying great. It's just got. It looks like ass, but
yeah,
foamies look like ass after a few flights anyway. Even if you don't crash them, they're meant to be. They're foam, man. It's made out of foam.
Yeah, they're meant to be destroyed.
Yeah, they're meant to be torn up and destroyed and abused.
Yeah.
But they're cheap too. So and they're. You know, you don't get any stress, you don't get any worries, you just fly. Who cares, right?
I'm going to buy one.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm going to buy the Viper so you and I can do a midair.
No need.
Yeah.
Why would you want to do that?
Because it'll be fun. Just have something I don't care about. Just something I can crash into a tree and just kind of laugh it off. Because that thing is relatively cheap.
The problem when you crash into a tree is like you almost have to buy a new one. So now, like, even though they're cheap, you know, it's a lot of money all at once, you know?
Yeah. Whenever I buy an airplane, I just accept it's going in because I'm not a very skilled airplane pilot.
Yeah, okay.
So.
Here we go again.
So
here
things, we, here the planes we go again. In pretty aggressively usually.
Yeah. So. Here we go again. Huh. So did you fly Nitro up there?
I did. I think I flew twice for the entire day Saturday. I flew Ron's Nitro once and I flew his 3-blade once. It was too cold for the 3-blade, but the Nitro flew great. Took off, flew around for a while, couldn't feel my fingers and just kind of winged it, but it was cool. It's a good time. We had fun up there. Didn't break anything either.
So yeah, how do those guys fly in that cold weather, man? I mean, seriously.
I used to do it and it never fazed me when I was younger. Not that I'm old now by any means, but you know, I just can't do it now. I'm not built for it anymore.
Yeah, it's like crazy. It's just, you know, I've flown in the cold on a couple of occasions back when I used to date Susie. I flew in Missouri several times. One time I remember in the snow. No way. And then, you know, I used to go to Colorado because my parents used to go there all the time for the holidays. And I try to fly there too. And I mean, you can get a flight or so, but after that, man, once your fingers get cold, it's game over. You just don't feel, it's not the same.
It just feels like work. You're just kind of like fighting through it. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't, it doesn't feel natural. Yeah. You know, when you don't feel your fingers, you're screwed.
Yeah.
It's done.
It's just not fun anymore. But
yeah.
It was fun. A little change of pace for a day to go do that and hang with Ron and all the boys there. So I had a good time. It was cool.
I want to take this opportunity also to thank all our listeners for, you know, sticking around, and I know you guys are, some of you and most of you are pretty loyal to listening to our podcast, whether we have good content or not, and, you know, we appreciate all the support. We wish you all the best for 2019, and send us, like we always ask and beg for, send us suggestions.
Yes, 100%.
And questions, too, if you wish. Yep. So.
And if you guys listen and you also support BK Hobbies, we greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It means more to us than you'll ever know. So thank you very much, and hopefully we can keep entertaining you in 2019.
Yeah.
If we're lucky. But.
So you want to make a phone call?
Let's make a phone call. I got to call him on WhatsApp because he's in a different country right now. But
oh, okay.
He better answer.
Let's see if he answers.
Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. It's ringing. Is he going to answer?
Is he?
He might just ignore me.
Does he even know that we're calling? He doesn't know we're calling.
No, we're going to surprise him.
Oh, look at all the noise.
Good morning.
No, it's good evening, dude. It's 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Evening. How you doing? Are you there?
Is he there?
Yeah, hello. A little bit. The Wi-Fi is not the best, but hey, I can hear you now.
Hey, who is this? Who do I have?
Your mom.
Oh. Wow, you've changed.
What's up, Mr. Dole? Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year, guys. This is Kyle Dahl. By the way, it's not Kyle Stacey's mom. It's Kyle Dahl.
What are you doing? Where are you at?
I was taking a little bit of a snooze, nap. Well, it's 9 o'clock where I'm at right now. I'm a little bit jet lagged. I'm in Germany.
Oh, really? What are you doing there?
Something really exciting. I'm packing like logos.
Really? You're packing up like the boxes that people will get?
Yeah.
No
so
way.
We're like finishing up everything. So we're like finishing the instruction manual and like the whole box design and the baggies and everything. Yeah.
Wow. So the manual's all done. You're just getting ready to seal them up and ship them out, huh?
The final odds and ends. Yes.
Nice.
It's been a long project.
Yeah. No way.
But it's finally coming to an end.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well.
Why are you two together? What are you guys doing?
We're recording a podcast. We set up the podcast just to call you and hear your beautiful voice.
Oh, well, I wouldn't have said that it was your mom and stuff.
Oh, yeah. You're on the podcast, by the way.
You're on the podcast, Kyle. Yeah. So when are these logos going to be shipped?
Say what?
When are the Glogo shipping? When are they shipping?
I don't have a date, but like Very soon. I'll just, because I'm not allowed to give a date. Like, we don't want to give a date, just in case something terrible happens. But I will say that I leave next week, and I don't plan to leave with other kids. So.
Well, there you go. That's a good answer.
Yes.
So, we have a very important question for you. A very important question.
Diplomatic, huh?
Yeah. We have a very important question for you to answer.
Yeah, tell me. Shoot.
Okay. So, for the year of 2019, what are your resolutions for flying?
Ooh, put me on the spot. You know, so I have, I guess, let me think for a second. Are you talking, like, progress-wise or just RC-wise?
Just in general. What are your, what are your resolutions? Yeah, what are your resolutions, though? Just in general.
All right, well, I would say I want to work a bit more towards, like, becoming more into the hobby, like, into the business side of things a little bit. So I've been working with Mikado a little tighter and tighter, so I want to keep designing stuff. Like, I really enjoy doing that, so I want to see if I can keep designing stuff. Mm-hmm. That'd be one. I want to keep doing events and having good times, because that's always... like just baller times. And then as far as actually flying, I would say I want to learn to like really consistently do Pyro TikToks skids in. Is that too weird to say?
No, that's a good one. That's a tough one. Can you even do that now, or are you too old for that?
I'm a bit old for it. Like, I can do them slow, but like I see all the time, like all these new up and comer kids that just like, you know, they'll do Pyro TikTok, then reverse Pyro TikTok, then they'll flip it, skids in, and they'll do Pyro TikTok and reverse Pyro TikTok, and it just blows my mind. And I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Someday. Just so keep working towards it.
Practice that.
Good enough resolution.
Yeah. Practice that.
Yeah.
Well, resolutions.
Resolutions. All right. Well, we'll let you get back to
your... Did you go over your resolutions?
We have not yet, but I don't even know what mine are. I'm going to have to think about that. But we'll let you get back to your nap, because I know your sleep is precious, so... Thank you for answering and imparting your wisdom on us, Mr. Dahl.
Well, thanks for waking me up.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Happy New Year, dude. Best wishes with the Glogo.
Yeah, thank you. Happy New Year, Bert.
All right.
All right,
see ya.
Deuces. Good day. Nice, Mr. Dahl.
Mr. Dahl. We woke him up. That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's fine.
He's sleeping too early. It's only 9 o'clock.
Yeah, he's an old fart now, but...
Yeah.
So, New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, topic of the day. New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
New Year resolutions.
New Year resolutions. Yeah.
So, okay.
Huh.
As far as flying, of course. It has to, not flying, but RC in general.
Uh-huh.
What are the resolutions? What are your resolutions, Kyle?
Well, I made a few notes.
Really? You told Dahl you didn't have any.
Well, I just general things. The main thing for me is I am a tinkerer at heart. I can never have a setup on a heli last more than a week before I change something. I'll change blades, change servo geometry, change motor, change scheme, change V-bar setup. I can't.
Canopy boom. Can't, I think yeah. you normally, I've never seen you with a helicopter for more than like 8 to 10 days.
Right. It always changes. Either I go back to the Thundersport scheme or the orange one where my name is, you know, bigger than the tail boom or... the Freedom, or I don't know, I just like to mess with it. So my goal for 2019 is to just pick two helis, set them up, and never touch them. Just because what I've learned is all this tweaking and tuning is that I can never get fully comfortable with something because I'm always relearning it.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. What else? What else? What else?
I got to get back into the practice routine, the competition practice routine, because we have XFC 2019 coming up this July, and then I believe I'll also be doing the Global 3D in Venlo. So I got to learn how to practice again, start working on set maneuvers and music, and kind of get in the swing of things again.
Nice.
Yeah, because I've been slacking off and doing demos and doing smack. So just kind of relearn how to do all that and get the competition mindset going.
Nice.
Yeah, that's it. What about you? Your turn.
Oh, boy. There's a couple things that I've been wanting to get done for, like, years now, and I never get them done. So it has to be done 2019. It has to be. Number one is I have to organize my RC stuff. Like,
okay.
I have to be more organized.
Okay.
It's a freaking disaster. Like, I kind of know where things are, but I really don't. And, like, things get misplaced, and I have... too many little things, little tools, little, yeah. There's too much junk that needs to be organized properly.
Yeah. So like your shed, you want to straighten up the shed a little more.
Yeah. But it needs to be like to the point where I know exactly where things are right. every single time. Like right. I have to find a system that works for that.
Right.
And like when we move things from the old shed to this shed, it's like, it's even worse now because there's stuff like yesterday I was looking for stuff to work on a servo and I couldn't even find some of the things I needed.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to do that. And that also comes along with like organizing my fleet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cause you know, I've always had this crazy fleet that makes no sense. Like this helicopter is missing a motor. That one has like an ESC only.
Yeah.
The other one has like servos. The other one's just an airframe. And like none of them, like there's only like a handful of usable helicopters.
Then you got to crash one in the corner.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. So I want to make sure that like, I want to get rid of the stuff that I really don't use that I have not flown for a while
mm-hmm.
and whatever I get to keep, I want to make sure that it's all perfect, turnkey, ready to go at all times.
Right.
So that's one, that's all part of the same organization. And two is I need to fly more, man.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I need to fly more.
Yes, you do.
And I need to like think outside the box with my flying because I'm doing the same shit I was doing back in 2007, you know? Like,
just faster, right?
Just faster, but the same thing, yeah.
Well, I mean, we both can benefit from that.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
You and I both do not fly nearly as much as we used to, for one thing.
No, but you're still on top of your game. I lost the top of my game 10 years ago.
Stop it. Not even close.
But I need to practice like certain things, like think outside the box and start kind of just breaking my routines into new things, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know how much I'll be able to accomplish each one of these resolutions. I suck at resolutions, but those are my resolutions, I think, more than anything.
Right.
What about right tail?
Right tail, man.
You're good at it, though.
I'd say the best way to explain it is I can fake my way through it really well.
No,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah, I can fake my way through it like a champion. I'm about 75% comfortable with it. So I would like to be to the point where I can just do it and not really think about it. But now I really got to break it down and be slow with it and be methodical. But with left rudder, I just do it without even thinking about it. But right rudder, I really got to think about it. So focus more on right rudder and, you know. Like you said,
I need to work on right rudder, definitely. There's only a couple things I do comfortably right rudder, but that's it.
Yeah,
I need to like get comfortable doing all kinds of different things right rudder. It's tough, though.
It's different. It's so foreign since you and I have been using left rudder forever.
And it's so easy when you're flying just to give it left tail, right?
Because
it's just a natural thing to do. So it's difficult to force yourself to go the other, you know, in the other direction all the time to get to that level of comfort. It's really hard.
Right,
it takes
a
lot of practice, too.
Yeah, it's tough, but
yeah,
something, if I can do that, then I'll be happy. So consistent setups and right rudder, and I'll be a happy guy.
What about simulator?
Man, that's changed so much. Back in the day, I used to fly the simulator for 5 hours a day. Now I fly it once a month for about 20 minutes. I just can't sit down and do it anymore.
Why?
I just can't. I don't know. I think it's just because it's so easy, relatively speaking, in Florida to just go fly whenever I wanted. In New York, in the dead of winter, it was a lot harder to just go fly. But now, if I ever wanted to fly on any given day, I pretty much could. So I think the need or desire to fly the sim is pretty much gone. I don't know. And I find myself doing other stuff that I never had to worry about, like paying bills and laundry and dishes and taking care of the apartment and stuff like that.
That changes things, doesn't it?
It does. Being an adult is just the worst.
Yeah, it's different.
I hate it, but oh well. It's fun. It's all good. So the simulator's still good. Serves a purpose, just not for me, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You just got to fly more, like get the heli out there and fly it more.
Yeah.
But you still fly a decent amount.
Not bad. Usually on the weekends, I do pretty good, but I'm thinking of bringing a heli to work every day at the end of the day or during lunch. Get a flight or two in just to keep the fingers going.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Not bad. That's a good idea.
Yep.
Yep. But,
I don't know.
So.
Well, you know what we should do? When we post this to Facebook, everyone who's listening should put a resolution. So everyone can get inspired.
Yeah. So if you downloaded this from Facebook and you listened to it,
mm-hmm.
then go back to the same Facebook post and post your New Year's resolution as it pertains to flying.
Mm-hmm.
It could be anything RC related.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if it's not helicopters, who cares? It's RC.
Right.
So that will show us who really cares about our podcast.
Exactly. And then the good ones we'll read on the next week's episode. So if anyone has some good resolutions, we'll share them.
And if you downloaded this via iTunes or Podbean, head on over to Facebook, the BK Official.
Mm-hmm.
Find a post, very easy to find,
and
just post your New Year's resolution.
Yep, we'll share the good ones, the real good ones. But
Cool.
What else is there? We got one listener question that we should cover, and it's a little broad, so it might go on for a little bit. But
okay.
I got a message on Facebook from Mr. Daryl Thorpe, and this one's broad, but he says, flying lessons and learning maneuvers. What are some tips and tricks to help learn new maneuvers, as well as kind of expand your inventory of maneuvers? What do you think?
That's so broad.
So broad.
So broad. I mean, okay, so you have all the maneuvers that everybody does, right? Mm-hmm. All the basic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like funnels, hurricanes, pier flips, TikToks, sideways, or, you know, or tail down or nose down or whatever, sideways to one side or the other. You got the rainbows, you got, you know, I probably mentioned hurricanes. You got loops, you got diamond loops, you got you got all these maneuvers that almost every pilot that you see fly advanced 3D can do, right? And then you have all the transitions in between all the maneuvers that kind of make each of us different, right? And in addition to the style, how do you break free from that? So step number one, if you're not doing all the common maneuvers, just learn them, because they're popular, everybody's doing them. You're going to get the most help learning those maneuvers because everybody can do them, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, if you can't do a TikTok in all different directions, learn that first, right? If you can't pure flip, you know, just learn that. If you can't, you know, obviously with the natural progression, you know, you're not going to learn to pure flip before you learn to, you know, inverted flying or forward flight. But but learn the maneuvers that are well known, that are popular, that everybody can do, because you're going to get the most support with that. Like, if, you know, you could go to the field one day and maybe a friend of yours can body box you, or maybe somebody can, you know, fly, you know, maybe you have a stick mover or something like that that, that helps you train, and a buddy of yours can fly that maneuver while you feel the stick. So learn those maneuvers first. They're a no-brainer. They're very well known. Everybody does them. But once you get to that point where you can do those maneuvers like everybody else, that's where I find a difficulty, right? How do you learn new maneuvers from that point on?
Like the creativity side of it?
Yeah.
And expanding? Yeah, that's what's tough for me is, you know, taking something as simple as, not as simple as, but just as an example, like a pirouetting funnel and making it your own. You know, throwing in reversals, maybe doing a loop on the backside, something just to make it different.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's, I would say, just like Bert said, is learn the basics. But if you're at the point of not even learning the basics, take something as simple as a backflip and expand on that. So if you can learn to do a backflip and learn to do it in one spot, continuous. If you can do it in a continuous backflip, do a, like a backflipping loop or a backflipping circle. Take something as simple as a backflip or a roll and then expand on it in your own way.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good idea.
So like a roll, you know, like do a rolling circle or something like that.
Yeah, if you can do a loop, then, you know, do a loop and do a roll at the bottom of the loop and a roll at the top. And next thing you know, you're comfortable with that. And then you can start adding another roll, you know, halfway down and halfway up. And then next thing you know, you're doing a rolling loop. Absolutely, you can expand on your repertoire just by trying to be creative with what you're doing. If you're doing TikToks, you know, like say sideways, tail to the left, disc towards you, you know, right in the middle of that TikTok, you can just kind of do a roll and then continue on with the TikTok. Just try to spice things up a little bit like that.
Yeah.
It's hard, man. Finding that creativity is very difficult.
Yeah, it's so hard, especially in my position now, even though I've been flying for what will be 19 years this year, it's coming up with a 3D routine for a competition is so tough, because to take something like, you know, maybe a funnel and then being creative with it and then timing it to music. So I know the pain of learning maneuvers. It's tough. You just kind of got to sit down and don't get frustrated and just kind of work on it. But definitely, definitely start with the basics and work your way forward. Don't run before you can walk.
Yeah, definitely. No doubt.
Yeah.
And also, watch other pilots. The problem with watching other pilots is if they're more advanced than you are, then it could be difficult to even understand or comprehend some of the maneuvers they're doing.
Right.
But watch pilots fly in general, perhaps not focus so much on the Kyle Stacey's, Kyle Dahl's of the world, but, you know, watch videos or like go to events and watch people that are not really at that super high level, but that are at a really decent 3D level. And you can always get ideas from that. And, you know, don't even worry about like anybody saying that you're trying to copy anybody.
Right.
And there's, who cares? Like, this is just about getting better, not necessarily, you know, and learning things, not necessarily, you know, by the time you look, what I've noticed is that when people copy maneuvers, they end up like doing them a little bit different, right?
Yeah.
So everybody has their own signature. It's that's mm-hmm. what I like about the flying helicopters, that it's not just doing the maneuver, but everybody has their own signature. Right. Like something as simple and stupid as a hurricane, like the way you do it, Kyle, is different than the way I do it.
Absolutely.
Like I do them way bigger than you do. Like it's just they look
just,
different.
Yeah, there's just a totally different feeling.
It's
just to it.
It's the same hurricane. Yeah.
It's exactly the same. So
yeah.
That's another good thing. Yeah, I've seen a lot of sport pilots or even just moderate 3D pilots at events do stuff that I've never even thought of before.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And sometimes it's not difficult stuff.
Yeah.
It's just stuff that you don't think about, right?
Yeah, or cool transitions going from one thing to the next.
Yeah, correct.
So just kind of try and be creative. Don't overthink it. Just keep it simple. Work your way up.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's... Man, we could talk about that question for a long time.
We really could, yeah.
That's not an easy question.
Yeah.
That's not an easy question. I mean, to learn them, God, it's so broad.
Yeah.
Try to relate the maneuver to something that you can already do, because I bet you money that out of most maneuvers, there's something that you can already do.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for example, if you've never done a TikTok, but you can roll...
Mm-hmm.
Like, think of a TikTok as a little bit of a roll in each direction.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, there's always ways to kind of think of it that way, just to help your brain, just to train your brain / brain finger coordination to achieve that goal for that new maneuver.
Yeah.
But it's so broad again. There's no limit to the number of maneuvers you could do with a helicopter. I mean, literally, there's just no limit.
It's endless.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you want to cover? I got nothing else.
No, man, we're out of content because we've been gone for 4 weeks.
That's
what happens when you go away and don't do much hobby for 4 weeks.
I know. What about news? Is there any news to cover?
Well, other than the fact that we just spoke with Mr. Dahl and he's releasing the Glogo,
there's
another news. I heard that the owners of XL Power purchased MSH.
I saw that.
I think
today,
it was made public. Yeah.
Yeah.
We heard about it a little bit back, but
yeah.
It's been made public as of yesterday, I think. Well, today.
At this point,
Tuesday.
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Kyle?
I don't know all the details behind it, and I don't know either company personally, but at a pure face value, I think it's cool in the fact that XL Power, who is technically a competing brand against MSH, is willing to make parts for them and keep the brand going. So anyone who owns a Protos of apparently any size will be able to start buying parts again soon. So I think, in a way, that's pretty cool.
From that perspective, I have to agree with you 100%. I think, if MSH would have gone out of business, which I think was the intent.
Right.
I don't know exactly the ins and outs, but I know that they were trying to sell the business or they were just going to shut it down for one reason or another. But that would have sucked because it would have left a lot of people...
Yeah.
With models that are pretty much useless. You know, the minute you stop getting part support, it's game over, you know? And it's a collector's item at that point.
Yeah.
So I think it's very good for that. Now, other than that, I really don't want to kind of get into my other opinions about it. But, anything that keeps the hobby alive is a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows if they're going to keep doing new designs now that the whole, the idea behind the Protos is gone. Because Corrado, I guess, was the designer and he's not there anymore. So... Can't imagine there's going to be new products, but at least, there's going to be parts. So,
pretty cool.
And I heard that the Protos Nitro that was pretty much done before MSH was sold is going to be made. So, anyone who's looking forward to that will be able to buy it. So,
very cool. Very cool.
Not bad.
And on another note, we heard some news on Tuesday also from Italy.
Yes.
And I don't know that we can say much about it.
I don't
know that they would want us to.
And we can tease it.
Can we? Well, all we can say is that it looks like the Kraken is underway.
Yes, it's underway, and things are looking good.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we'll kind of leave it at that, because I don't want to give too much away and then get in trouble later.
So. And I'm sure that SAB will make an announcement, and we'll relay it, or we'll be allowed to talk a little bit more about this. But it's good news. It means the project is well and alive, so...
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't think the helicopter should have been shown as early as it did. I knew it was going to take a long time, but
yeah,
But the good thing is very different. So it's very much so worth the wait.
Right.
I guess you could say.
Right. Yeah. It's gonna be cool. It's gonna be good. But
yeah. Any other news? Any other news?
I think Mikado released two new radio colors recently. They did a cool little Christmas thing. They did a transparent red and a transparent green. So if you guys didn't see that, check it out. They look pretty sweet. Available at Mikado USA. Pretty cool looking. A little different.
Yeah.
Different. But other than that, I can't really think of much.
Yeah. We've been really, this first week of the year, we've been quite busy last week because, working on team stuff too.
Yes.
You know, it's always the first week of the year. Personally working on RC surface segment contracts, and as well as like dealing with some team, the team issues, everything renews at the first of the year. So we launched that thing about, opening an invitation to, let's talk about that before we wrap this up. A couple of minutes.
Yep.
So we made a post, I think about a week ago now, on SAB USA, Facebook, inviting people to apply to become part of the team.
Right.
We've received a little bit of criticism from some people. I don't want to mention any names. Something along the lines that, we've made comments in the podcast before that, if you deserve to be on a team that, that we are not believers in scouting people, that we believe people that deserve it. I guess that's not the way we worded it. I think we worded it along the lines that if somebody deserves to be on a team, they will be asked and they should not be the ones asking.
Correct.
Is that how we worded it?
More or less, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is not an invitation to be on the team. This is an invitation to apply.
Right.
So it's basically opening the door for those of you who believe that you have what it takes to be on the team to apply. Mm-hmm. And, I hate to be rude about it, but a lot of the people that apply, I mean, nothing against anybody here. I'm not trying to be difficult.
Right.
But a lot of the applications we had were simply not even considered for some reason. So number one, so like if you're sending an application to be a team pilot, right? Mm-hmm. Like write something. Like I think one of the last questions was like, what would you do if you made it? How are you planning on helping SAB, USA, whatever? Mm-hmm. Some people like, just wrote like a four-word sentence. Mm-hmm. It's like by flying the helicopters. It's like really, like take 3 minutes and write something that when we look at, we're like, whoa, this guy seems like he's really interested. He really wants it.
Right.
Other people, and this is not a reflection on like, again, I'm not trying to blame anybody for this, but other people that fill out the applications, where it says fleet owned, they put T-Rex 700, Gowie, and this, Synergy this. Nothing against those helicopters. Like, we're not discriminating you guys for owning those helicopters. But if you want to be part of the team, I would tend to think that it's because you already try the product and you like the product. Mm-hmm. So to me, when I see something like that, it almost makes me think, well, this guy just wants a discount because he wants to get a Goblin, right?
Right.
And that's just wrong.
Yeah.
Like, granted, some people had a combination of both, like a combination of Goblin and other things, and like those are all going to be considered. Mm-hmm. Why not? But the ones that didn't own a single Goblin and they applied, like,
it just
kind of, what do you think, Kyle? It's a little much.
It just kind of rubs you the wrong way, because as a manufacturer, or in our case, a distributor in this situation, we kind of want to see people who are already flying it. Like, clearly, you've got to enjoy it if you're going to be on the team, sort of thing.
So, yeah.
We like to see some participation before signing you up.
That is on one side of this, that's one aspect of it, right? Mm-hmm. The other aspect is, let's say that we were thinking that this pilot is going to change their entire fleet to own Goblin only. Well, that's unfair to the pilot. Like, we can't expect somebody to just start buying helicopters because now they're on our team. So there's many ways to look at this, and every time I saw an application that had the person just wrote down the helis and there was not a single Goblin mentioned. That, like you said, Kyle, that kind of rubbed me the wrong way, because for a lot of reasons. Mm-hmm. Again, number one, if you want to be on the team, you don't have a helicopter. Does that mean have you ever even flown one? Do you even like it? If you liked it, you would own one, right? Mm-hmm. And number two, like, we can't expect people to change just because they join the team.
Right.
So, it's just some common sense, right?
Yeah.
But just to clarify, It is an invitation to apply. It's not a guaranteed position on the team.
Right.
So if any of you that are listening send it in and you haven't heard back, rest assured that over time, if you don't hear it back, you didn't make the cut. But the ones that are being considered have not heard back either. Mm-hmm. So in other words, we're still working on it. Yeah. It's a long process. We've had to take care of our existing team first and make sure they were all squared away for 2019. Mm-hmm. And then this is a decision that we're all making together, including, you know, not only Kyle and myself, but of course, Ron, mm-hmm. our team manager. We're all going to make a decision mm-hmm. in the next couple of weeks, and then we'll announce mm-hmm. it. So
And it's still open. So if any of you are listening and you haven't done it yet and you want to apply, you're more than welcome. We'll definitely consider everyone who wrote in. To those of you that decided to make a joke out of it, you're all very funny and world-class comedians. We laughed very hard as we deleted your email, but you know, thank you for making me giggle, I guess.
But the thing is also, like, what are we looking for? Okay, we're looking for good people that believe in the brand. That's mm-hmm. it. That's all we're looking for. Mm-hmm. Also, your flying level has to be to a certain degree. Like, we're not looking for Kyle Stacey's, we're not looking for Burke Hammers, but we're looking for people that can at least fly. I want people on the team that can fly safely mm-hmm. and do at least at a bare minimum solid sport flying.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. We're not expecting you to go out and win XFC, but we want to see you be able to fly as well as support the brand in a professional way and be able to help people. So.
Yeah. And the flying is the least important of it all.
Yep.
Although you have got to be able to fly and know how to fly.
Yeah.
It's the least important of it all. Like Kyle said, we want people that really genuinely like the brand, they believe in it, and they want to represent the brand and represent us because we're the people behind the brand in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and they enjoy helping others and being a part of the community. That's it.
Right.
It's plain and simple. It's not very difficult. It's right. actually very easy to make the cut if you have those, you know, if you meet that criteria.
Right.
So, cool.
But is that about it for team stuff?
I think so.
Yeah, we covered it.
So
it's all good. But should we wrap it up?
Yeah. Let's do it. Hopefully next week we'll have... send us some comments. This is a great time to send us comments. It's a fresh year. Maybe fresh and new ideas.
Yeah.
Send us some comments. And if you send them before the end of the weekend, we might be able to get something going for next episode.
And Bert and I love to rant. So if you have a good topic that can get both of us going...
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, we can go off.
That's probably the best.
Yeah. Get us going. Give us something controversial we can go off about.
That would be awesome.
But anyway, how can they contact you?
It can be reached at BertRC on Facebook. So facebook.com/BertRC or Instagram, Bert_Kammerer.
Mm-hmm. And I can be reached at facebook.com/KyleStaceyRC. If you want to follow us on Facebook, it's the BK Official. Same goes for Instagram, the BK Official. And then we also have SABOSA, official SABOSA.
We have a lot. Yeah. We have BK Servo on Facebook, Switch Rubber Plates. Yeah. We have Xnova USA, I believe, or maybe not. I don't know. We have a lot.
We have a lot. Yeah.
That BK Official is plenty. Yeah.
Follow that as well as official SAB USA. That's where Bert and I post the most amount of stuff behind the scenes.
On Instagram, correct. Yeah.
Behind the scenes, new stuff coming in. So follow that for some cool stuff.
Cool.
Nice.
Well, thank you, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thanks, Bert.
And you'll hear us next week.
See ya.